Well, the biggest mistake I did with women had a lot to do with me joining the pickup artist community, and it really destroyed a lot of situations I had with them. As I said, I've been in the community for 3 years, and during that process I really accumulated a lot of wrong ideas related with this, and it didn't just exactly disappear all of a sudden when I first quit it. It still took me a long while until it completely vanished from my mind. And during that period, I really end up doing a lot of bad things with women. I end up being arrogant with them. Many times I tried to act as someone who I wasn't, like an alpha male and so on. And women see immediately that you aren't being truly who you are. And you're not a confident guy because, I mean, you're trying to be someone else. I remember a situation which happened to me a few years ago, and it was really a situation where I realized that I really needed to just delete this off of my mind. Well, as I said, I used to go back then to a rock and roll nightclub. And this night I went out alone to that club. I was there alone, just dancing, having fun. Drinking and so on, and I lock eye contact with a beautiful blonde mature girl, and I noticed that she was exactly the friend of the other girl who I met previously in another night, and I had a two-night stand with her, so she was her friend. I lock eye contact, as I said, and I immediately felt a connection, but I just kept where I was, just doing what I was doing. Although, she kept just getting closer to me while dancing with her other friend, up to a point where she was rubbing her ass all over me. Although back then I still didn't have much belief in myself. I wasn't very confident when it came to this, and I still had some doubt. So it was getting late, and I know that this might sound a bit ridiculous. It was getting late. There was exactly no doubt that this girl was attracted to me, but I just decided to leave. So when I was about to leave and I was already near the door, this girl appears out of nowhere, approaches me and starts speaking with me. Initially she asks if I was the friend of her other friend, which I reply yes, and we speak a little while. I ask her name and I ask her phone number because I wanted to leave. She gives me her phone number. Well, everything going well until then, but then she replies to me and tells me, look, send me a message this night. She was kind of demanding, and since I really don't like to follow what other people tell me to do, and I usually do the opposite of what women tell me to do, I just got home, went to sleep, and didn't message her. And the next day I messaged her asking if everything was going well. And she replies to me, and she seemed a bit upset because I didn't message her, or she was just playing with me or something else. And she asking for an explanation. And due to pickup artists, and from what I've learned, at that point I tried to act cool and badass. So I answer her, saying, look, I just don't like to do exactly what other people tell me to do. I mean, it totally blew my situation because she really got pissed. Certainly she really got pissed and didn't reply me back ever again. It was mostly due because I was following the teachings of the pickup artist community, and I was trying to be a guy who I wasn't, trying to be alpha male just to look cool. And this was just one of the last situations where I kind of used something related to the pickup artist community. I know that's not anything really great and big, but this was one of the last situations which I remember. And previously I also did several situations where I ruined a lot due to this. So from that I really realized that I needed to just press the delete button and start following those kind of beliefs. Now about several tips that I can give guys so they can start right away self-improving themselves. First, I want to say that this is a process that is hard. It really takes a lot of persistence. But if you really want this, There's nothing that can stop you. It's really about going after what you desire in life. And about the tips, the first one is facing your fears. I mean, guys, one of the greatest problems that guys have and why they don't like the life they have, it has a lot to do because they aren't going after what they want and they are afraid of facing their own fears. I mean, you really need to start facing everything that you fear. If you fear approaching women, then just go out there and start doing that. But don't do it as being a guy who is outcome oriented and expecting to have great things happening with women. No, do it as a challenge just to face your fear. And when you get over that fear and it becomes something so natural and easy for you, you really don't need to do it anymore. But at least you know if any time you see a girl that you find attractive and you are in a situation where you feel that there's nothing else that you can do and you need to approach her, then you know that you can do it and you don't have fear of doing it. And that will really build a lot of confidence. And this is really not just with women, but doing with everything else. For example, just speaking up your mind when you are in between a group of friends or so on. Because many times guys have a fear of speaking what they really believe in a certain situation. All others around them are giving sharing their opinion, but you're just there quiet. And that's exactly a good time just to open your mind and say what you gotta say. And this really builds a lot of confidence in yourself. If you have fear, for example, something that is really simple, but most guys have, of just doing eye contact with others, then go out there and start doing it. And these are just a few examples. You might have all this kind of different fears. It's really a question of start doing what you fear the most. And this is the easiest way to build a rock solid confidence that women find incredibly attractive on you. The second thing that you can do is just dressing better. I mean, you might not exactly at the present moment be the guy with that huge confidence and so on, but many times guys don't have the huge confidence and they still don't know how to dress sexier. And dressing sexier is really, I wouldn't say that it's like the hugest thing, but it really helps you a lot. I know a friend of mine, for example, I mean, I used to go with him a lot at night and so on, but he's a guy that really doesn't take much care when it comes to dressing a bit better. He always uses a t-shirt that is way too large for his body type. He also uses colors that aren't appropriate for his body skin, and it just appears really awful in the nightclub, and women just don't check him out because he's dressed so better. But once, since he never followed what I told him to do, but once he followed what his sister told him to do, and his sister gave him a button-up black shirt, which was really fit to his body. The guy dressed it, and I tell you, I went out with him, and I no immediately noticed a huge difference. More women checking in him, and I think that night he met a few girls. So, yes, it's not a huge thing, but it really helps you a lot, especially if at the present moment you don't have anything else going on for you. And also because each time you check yourself in front of the mirror, you also will feel attractive about yourself. So it's about the two things, about being a guy who dress sexy and knows how to use the right size of clothes for his body type. It is really a huge difference, and really choosing the right colors. You can find a lot of information about this online. You really don't need to become a little nerd, a little fashion nerd, but just learn a few basic fashion rules, and you will go really well when it comes to this. The third thing, and the last one, is just getting different hobbies. Most guys usually complain that they don't have anything to talk with women. And this has a lot to do because they are living most of the times a very boring lifestyle and nothing is really just happening. So it's really just getting yourself involved in several different hobbies, trying out different things, and even things that you might initially not consider something that you would like to try. For example, salsa classes. You might initially say, "Ew, salsa classes, that's disgusting." But just give it a try. And you might many times just find out that you really enjoy it. And also because it's really a great way to meet women when you go to such classes, because you gotta dance with someone and you dance with a girl. So it's really a great way to meet girls and it's fun. And this is just an example, but it's really about going out there, start trying different types of activities. And this will really help you to bring more excitement to your life, to stop living such a monotonous and always similar lifestyle each single day. And also, it will bring always new and different topics for you to talk with women, because you are always excited to about a new thing that you are trying out. So it's really very helpful for that. And that's exactly all for this question.